This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's a traffic jam in Los Angeles right now, and while that statement might well be valid whenever you happen to be listening to this program, I am not, in fact, talking about cars on freeways. The Los Angeles Long Beach Port Complex, the busiest in the country, is so backed up right now that some importers are avoiding it altogether. Problems there are delaying subshipments for 2 weeks or more. And as Marketplace's Sarah Gardner reports, unlike Las Vegas, what happens at Southern California ports does not stay in Southern California.
Outside the gates at the Port of Long Beach, trucks idle in a line as far as the eye can see. They're waiting to pick up shipping containers filled with clothes, shoes, electronics, you name it, says port spokesman Lee Peterson.
A lot of the cargo going on right now is the import for the holiday shopping season.
But at this point, there's a traffic jam.
At this point, we are experiencing congestion issues.
And congestion here means trouble for the nation's retail economy. Southern California's twin ports handle 40% of U.S. imports, and October is a critical month, says supply chain advisor Frank Leo.
If people are planning on having it stocked for the Christmas holiday, you know, it needs to be in the port now. It needs to be moving through. So any delays now are kind of critical. You know, we're running out of runway at this point.
The delays hurt Asian suppliers, too. They routinely sign contracts that allow U.S. retailers to reject late shipments or buy them at discount. Port officials say the root cause of the delays here is a shortage of trailer chassis to haul cargo away. But that problem has been exacerbated by an unexpected surge in imports this year, unresolved labor issues, and the rapid rise of mega ships. They can carry three times as many containers as older ships, and they're straining capacity.
So you've got a really complex logistical nightmare to solve.
Jack O'Connell at Beacon Economics says the delays have given Southern California ports a black eye. Some of their customers are diverting goods to other ports. Jonathan Gold is at the National Retail Federation.
Canada, Pacific Northwest, East Coast, Gulf Coast, kind of wherever they can find space to be able to bring that product in.
A few retailers are even flying their merchandise into the U.S., even though it's much pricier. Noel Hasegaba, chief commercial officer at the Long Beach Port, says they've cut some shipper fees and are working with chassis suppliers to try and relieve the bottleneck.
At the end of the day, our reputation is at stake. Beneficial cargo owners have choices, and we are doing everything that we can to make sure that we continue to be the gateway of choice.
A gateway that, along with the L.A. port, handles $400 billion worth of goods in a single year. In Long Beach, California, I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.